Well, Grameen Australia is a development foundation looking to bring microfinancing to Australia. Microfinancing gives small enterprises a much-needed cash boost to get started. Foundation is set to provide small loans to financially disadvantaged community groups working with the community to provide financial stability. And so how does this bring long-lasting financial stability to marginalised communities? Alfred Cho asked Anna Mooney, CEO of Grameen Australia, to describe how it all worked.
Grameen is an organisation that is the best known microfinance organisation around the world. From Professor Muhammad Yunus, the Nobel Peace Prize winner in 2006, the model is now replicated by other microfinance organisations. And there are probably 300 million people around the world that have availed themselves of this unique program.
Could you explain to us exactly how Grameen goes about giving out loans to these groups of borrowers?
We will approach people and advertise in a particular locality, for example, Broadmeadows in Victoria, Fairfield in New South Wales, and maybe Inala in Brisbane or other parts, regional centres and remote communities. We will let people know that we've done our analysis and we think that this is a great place to for business enterprises to start up. We will then encourage, we will have a branch officer, a centre manager, and trainers and mentors that are ready to welcome clients. We'll then encourage one or two people that have come to us to start their own peer group and attract and bring together five people, talk about their business, develop a business plan, and then once the business plan is developed, to provide a loan of $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or even $6,000, $7,000 be able to buy the equipment that they need, to get the training that they need, or to buy the raw materials if they're involved in manufacturing and production. Each fortnight, we'll begin repaying the loan that they've taken out. And the loan, if it's, say, a $3,000 loan, it might take 6 months to pay back. The repayment period really is there to suit the client. It's not something that we, that will be over onerous. We're also very flexible about looking at whether or not the income has been generated. We're starting to see, I think for a change, the banks being very flexible through necessity around loan repayments. But this is something that Grameen and other microfinance organisations have been very supportive of.
There are worries about microfinancing just becoming a debt trap for borrowers. How does Grameen manage repayments if people aren't able to meet them?
Yeah, absolutely. And they have there are many and varied case studies of where microfinance has had over-onerous repayment obligations and over-onerous and quite oppressive collection mechanisms. And this is often, there have been significant, this is particularly microfinance organisations that have been set up as private enterprises rather than community-oriented. There's a couple of instances in India in particular where very high interest rates were charged, particularly in Andhra Pradesh, one of the states there where the Reserve Bank of India capped interest rates, and that meant that that put pressure on loan collectors to use inappropriate loan recovery techniques. Where Grameen is different is, first of all, the maximum you will ever be charged, a person will ever be charged, is 12% per annum on the cost of finance. Secondly, the groups work together to support each other to make repayments and to for their business to be successful, to generate income, which is a very positive thing.
So how does Grameen intend to implement the model in Australia? Specifically, which community groups is it looking to help the most?
Our target group are people that are on low incomes, that don't have access to mainstream banking services and relationships. And the demographic analysis that we've done shows that the people that are overrepresented are women on low incomes in either Aboriginal communities or migrant communities or involved in living with a disability or caring for someone with a disability. They're the three or four major groups that we're targeting, but we're equally making this available to particularly to all women on low incomes that want to start a business. The peer group lending model lends itself very, very well to Aboriginal communities where there's a collective identity around clan responsibilities and working together that are already happening. So that the great and attractive part of this model is that this complements culture. rather than attempts to change culture through individual lending or sort of Western-oriented definitions of financial services.
And you mentioned that Grameen was focused on helping women. Does the microfinancing model offer benefits to female-led enterprise?
In particular, banking has tended to be a male-dominated industry, and design lending practices and processes that, oddly enough, seem to suit the people that work 5 days a week from 9 to 5. And where Grameen really reaches and impacts women positively is that by having a small business, being your own boss, means that you can do work from home, you can do work from whenever it suits. Women especially are involved in caring activities of elders or of with children and others. And the flexibility of running a small business and knowing when you have that great 3 to 4 hours of really productive work time and connecting in with others in your area to create this micro enterprise gives that flexibility and it really optimizes time. Whereas we've seen over the last 10 years since the global financial crisis a significant casualization of the workforce, and it's meant that women are highly overrepresented in that casualization, and that means that incomes are less predictable. So having a small enterprise, being able to accelerate or decelerate the work to suit yourself, and also to be adaptive, you know, in local conditions, we're seeing that right now all around the world with the pandemic. We're seeing the need to hover over the brake and hover over the accelerator from time to time and respond to demand.
You mentioned microfinance is very suitable for the time period. A lot of marginalised groups are inevitably going to experience comparatively more economic hardship and financial instability due to the COVID pandemic. How does Grameen's microfinancing model offer assistance in this particular circumstance?
Pre-pandemic, there were 3 million Australian adults who were deemed to be severely or completely financially excluded. And you're absolutely right that the most marginalised in the community are the ones that are relatively worse off. And the reason that our time is right for us to enter Australia at Grameen is that we want to be able to, along with the government, but is to make sure that there is a synchronised incentive to work that matches an opportunity for work.
Adam Mooney, who is CEO of Grameen Australia, speaking there with Alfred Cho.